Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 352, Power Rangers Light Speed Rescue, episode 14, Curse of the Cobra.
It aired May 13th, spooky.
Ooh.
Year 2000, even spookier. Y2K?
It was very scary in 2000.
Yeah.
Well, I guess 99 was scary.
Yeah,
because we didn't know if we would see 2000.
Thanks to a lot of people working real hard all year, Y2K didn't, you know, do any bad stuff to us. Anyway, it's written by Jocelyn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Ryu Sasaki. Hey, normally we don't look ahead in the things. So this is the Curse of the Cobra.
Yep.
And in a couple episodes, there's another Cobra episode.
Is it the Cobra's Curse?
No, it's close though. It's called the Cobra Strikes.
Oh.
So last time we learned that he has a cobra tattoo, and he's got a sweet frat tat, and that it's going to come up and bite him if he morphs too much. I guess that means in two episodes. Just couldn't wait, huh? That's fine. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Lightspeed Rescue is very good, actually.
Yeah.
It's
like
a
shock of the year.
Right? It is super duper good. And I'm I'm loving it. So let's go watch Curse of the Cobra.
Rescue ready.
And we're back, and we just watched Curse of the Cobra.
Bleh.
Cobra kind of looks like it, if it could talk human, it would go bleh.
It does. And it wants to bite him on the neck, just like a Dracula would.
It's a Dracula Cobra. A Cobracula.
A Dracobra.
A Dracobra.
Dracobula.
Yes.
That's the one.
It's the opposite of a Banicula. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Pod... I just want to say Pod Couch, and that's so lazy. I need to think of some new good ones, because I just literally looked at the first thing that I saw and was a couch, and I almost said Pod Couch. I'm disappointed with myself.
You're losing a bit of your luster there.
I don't know. I just got so sad about. I'm running out of cute names. I gotta mix it up. Anyway, don't leave us a review on PodCouch. PodCouch sucks. Leave us a review everywhere else, though.
If there really is a PodCouch, they're just gonna be so sad.
Yeah, sorry.
Hashtag non-spawn.
way non-spawn. Also, we are on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jellyfish from Beverly Hills episodes. And those are pretty wild, and those are exclusively on Patreon. So if you want to hear those, you got to go there. So this is our new day that we do the housekeeping.
It's a new day!
What is that supposed to be?
I think that was...
That was like if Heath Slater did the New Day's entrance.
No, that might have been like Ted DiBiase Jr. his like solo entrance theme.
Oh, maybe. All right, so we got a couple of patrons to thank. First up, hold on, let me find them. We might have one couple of new patrons. I didn't look at all of them yet, so hold on. First up is, and I'm hoping I said this right, Amr. A-M-R.
Oh, okay.
Amr.
Thanks, Amr. Thanks, Amr, if that's the way you do it.
That's spelled. if we said it very wrong, please let us know. Next up, Cassidy pledged.
Thank you, Cassidy.
And so did Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
And?
Are you sure Chris pledged? You did not seem like you were confident in that.
No. Chris definitely pledged.
Okay.
A lot of people have been editing their pledges up and down. Got a lot of edits going on, and I have to on the fly figure out if it's an edit or a pledge. But Chris is the last of the new patrons. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, all of our patrons who help this show be financially viable somehow, some way. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We got an email from Dowd, and I think that's it. That's all we got for emails. So Dowd says, I just realized something. Remember when Astronomer's acting was subpar at the beginning of In Space, and then you realize it's because Melody Perkins didn't have anyone to play off of? Well, have you guys noticed that Jennifer Yen, Viper, is usually on her own when she speaks? Even when she's for sure in the same scene as the other demons, they're not going to be talking. The suit actors probably can't even hear her. I don't know how big of an impact this has on her acting, but give her the benefit of the doubt. Also, quick trivia about Jennifer Yen. She's the founder and current CEO of a successful skincare company, Perlice. She began this business after suffering several skin breakouts while playing Vipra.
Oh, dang.
Probably from the allergic reactions to the... Well, not allergic reaction, but
makeup
reactions. Yeah,
like
to the
adhesive for the costume.
I think that...
My problem is that she's definitely directly interacted with Power Rangers.
Yeah, and, I mean, they are suit actors, so like...
That's true.
You know, and a lot of suit actors are Japanese, so like there might be the language barrier. I don't know if she speaks Japanese or not.
But Astronema was bad alone in a dark room, barely bigger than she was.
With no one to talk to. She didn't even have any like a warm body to play off
of. There wasn't even body language for her to play off of.
I think maybe that might be part of it because we haven't ever seen her with like someone who is like
a person. Yeah.
I also think that maybe she's just bad at acting, and like sometimes you're just bad at acting and you know, you can try and get better, but you're on a TV show. It's the best practice you're going to get. So, I don't know. Sometimes it's not for everyone. Good for her, though, for her very successful skincare company. Is Perlice supposed to be like a play on like Furlice, like the Beethoven song?
Oh, maybe.
Is it a Beethoven song?
My favorite of the classical composers. I almost said authors.
Yeah, he definitely authored all that music. That's all we got for today. One thing that I want to talk about related to this show, and then one quick bit of news. So our friends Ranger Danger wrote a story in the upcoming anthology, the Power Rangers comic anthology. You can pre-order it now on Comixology, or if you go to a comic shop and say, give me that anthology, they will. That's good. That's good for them. It's good for Power Rangers. And Power Rangers comics, as big of a problem as I had with them in the beginning and just haven't straight up read them at all in a year and a half, I think it's good that they exist. So comics are a weird industry it's a lot based on pre-orders. So go to your local shop or Comixology and hit that pre-order.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
that,
dude.
Like, comics is based on pre-orders.
Yeah, I could explain it, but it's so weird.
Is it basically just like we need to know how many of these to make, so we need to gauge interest?
It's how much to make, how much the retailers are going to sell, because like if a comic is, and comics are like $4 for the most part now, but back when they were $3, it was $2 goes to the retailer, like they would buy them for $2, or $2 would go to the publisher, and they would sell them for $3, so they get that dollar profit.
Right.
So it's like 30% profit, which is good, but you need to, pre-orders and pull lists and stuff is basically like, this is how many we can order, and we know that we're going to sell. So,
right.
You know, it's a weird industry because you can't return comics. They're direct market. So if you don't like it, tough. That's your comic book now. You can, like, trade them in some places and get, like, a fraction of the price.
Get, like, a quarter.
Yeah, but, like, you know, that's it.
Sounds a lot like GameStop.
Yeah.
Comics is GameStop.
GameStop is trying to be comics, I think.
Yeah, GameStop is trying to be comics for video games, but video games is like, no, we're not comics,
though.
We're
super not comics. Yeah, it's real weird.
Also, you can just download us infinitely now.
Yeah.
Which I guess you can with Comixology.
With Comixology, yeah. And a lot of old people are like, it's going to destroy the internet. But like, it's just now you have so many more customers now.
Yeah, it's just more accessible, and like you don't need a room in your house to put your comics
in. Yeah, I have so many comics that like, and I have not bought comics in a year and a half. Like, it's like April of last year, so like a year and a little bit. I haven't gotten any new ones. I still have a bunch of just garbage. They're just cluttering up my house that I need to get rid of.
Those people are mad because once it goes like, I won't say all digital, I don't think it'll ever be completely digital. But once it goes mostly digital, those nerds won't be able to hoard their comics for 60 years and then try to hawk them off.
Like, and here's, I don't want to talk about how like variant covers are the death of the industry and how like you can't, the comics industry, like the idea that like you can hold on to a comic for a while and then it will be like valuable. That's what ruined comics. That literally like almost destroyed the comic book medium in the 90s. What industry do you know of where you buy something from someone, wait a while, and sell it back for more? There isn't one.
Comics.
That makes no sense. That's a terrible business plan, no matter who you are. Anyway, this is all to say, go pre-order the anthology, the annual anthology, because I think it's like the second anniversary of the comics.
That sounds right.
So yeah, go read that. It's got Alpha and a mustache.
So what more do you need, really?
Yeah, you don't need anything else.
Nothing.
Also, for this show, I want to talk a little bit about guests. We've got a couple emails about guests. We have not a lot of time to edit or to record. We're on like a pretty tight recording schedule, and we have less time. We being me has less time to edit. So guests are going to be invite only. So if you want to be on, you can still make your case, but if we don't like personally know you, then odds are pretty good that we're probably not going to have you on. We just, you know, got to be a little more discerning about it and make sure that like we can, it's nothing's going to go wrong. Like my little brother's going to be on in a couple weeks because he's going to be in my house.
Yeah, so it'd be weird for him to like sit over there and watch us and record a podcast.
So that would be ridiculous. Plus, I have a rule. If you're in my house, you get to be on the podcast. also, like, we're going to have Shannon's husband, David, on in a little bit because there's one episode that, like, he is very confused by. And apparently, it's very funny to hear him talk about it. And I want to talk to him about it. We're going to have Benny on.
And we're all going to figure it out together.
We're going to get through it together.
It's crazy, crazy episode.
We're going to have Benny on. Like, we might have one other guest, but, like, don't get your hopes up of being a guest. You can still, you know, ask to be on them, but like it's we're on a pretty tight ship around here. So
5 years later, we finally got this stuff.
Yeah,
down.
We got it mostly down. So do you want to talk about Curse of the Cobra?
Nah.
All right.
See you guys next week.
Talk about comics more.
Oh no! The only comic I want to read is Sonic, and I just haven't gone and bought it yet. There might even be a second issue out now.
Yeah, it's monthly, so maybe. The only comic that I have received, Shannon just sent it to me. She sent me a copy of the very best before they all sell out at Heroes Con. If you're in North Carolina this week, the 15th, it might be too late. go hit up Shannon and go buy the very best, a Red Blue Fan comic. You can also buy it on like online right now.
Yeah.
And I recommend it.
Yeah, I have the digital version of that.
Yeah, same thing with her Vivaldi comic if you listen to Sequinox. Go get that too. So I think we're just going to talk about the episode. I know you didn't want to. Right,
well,
but
that's fair.
We've been doing it for 351 episodes.
Let me part my kimono here. Yeah. Avert your eyes.
Yes, okay.
The reason I don't want to talk about the episode is because as I was watching it, we were getting close to the end, and I was like, there's not a best again. But maybe we can talk one out.
I think I have a best. Well, yeah. Well, this episode was a little weird because it was very fighty, and they were good fights, but there was a lot of them, so I kind of zoned out a little bit. Anyway, we'll just jump in and we'll see if we can't make can't polish this one up. We start off with Member Branch Cobblepot, and he has a new voice.
Yeah, he's like talking like this now.
Yeah, it's Ninjor.
I don't know why he's Ninjor.
It's Demon Ninjor now. I don't know why. And he's like, the baby's gonna get your power. Computer's gonna take your job, Daddy. And
it's a Diabolico elbow drops the baby. Yeah. And Power Rangers gets wild again.
There is something later that I'm kind of excited to talk about because it's just crazy that it did happen on Power Rangers again. This season is just like not messing around. So he's basically like, your three Egyptian god cards sucked. They didn't kill the Power Rangers, so Queen Bansheera is going to come and bite your neck or whatever.
Rip your head off and feed it to her baby.
Give it to her. Give your baby. Give her baby.
Bird style.
Yeah.
Regurgitate your head into her baby's mouth.
Ugh. Ugh, that's unpleasant. And he's like, yeah. And then the three Egyptian guards are like, hey, it was a fluke. We'll get it this time. And they're like, all right, you better. And here's a Mirror Force card. Here's the Yu-Gi-Oh card, Mirror Force. Please use it on the Rangers.
This card's broken and banned in tournament play.
I hope Mirror Force isn't banned. It's my favorite card. Basically, people attack you, flip that mirror card, bounces all their attack back at them, and kills all their anyone that attacked.
That sounds broken and like it should be banned in tournament
play. No, it's great.
Or you're limited to one per deck.
I know this that way with Monster Reborn, which lets you get a monster out of your dead, your graveyard.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, welcome back to Jake Explains Yu-Gi-Oh! The hottest new segment in podcasting. So there's tunes later on, and you have to get a special book to play. No, I
they come from Toontown.
I think they do. It was Toon World.
Toontown is copyright.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. I had a Blue Eyes Toon Dragon. I don't want to talk. We can't get too far into it. I ran a Toon deck, is all I'm saying. They're very good because they are broken. So there's. Then we cut back to the lab. Ryan's getting the tour. And he's like, who made all this? And Captain's like, Dr. Fairweather and her team. Like the morphers, the bikes, the zords, everything. Toe to tip, Dr. Fairweather and her team. And he's like, well, that's pretty crazy. And I was thinking about it later. Could you? I don't think you could. I know the answer's no, probably. Could they build a real big truck like that?
What do you mean?
Could you build like a dump truck that could drive down a 5-lane highway or an 8-lane highway by itself?
I'm sure you can.
Could that work?
Yes.
It would be prohibitively expensive.
I mean, it would have to be. Because there's that law in, like, the bigger something is, the less stable.
Oh, the square cube law.
Yeah.
Where it...
So you'd have to make it, a thick, sturdy boy.
Right. You have to, 55 engines in it to make it go.
Yeah. It needs to have tires that are just, half its own size.
That would be crazy.
It's a literal monster truck.
I just want to see a big truck in real life, I guess, is my new heart's dream.
That'd be pretty sweet if it could just open up and put a whole freeway inside of it.
Yeah, everyone get in. I'm going to drive you to work.
Hope y'all work at the same place.
Or else you're going to jump out while we're moving. So he says, Captain Mustache also says that Carter's going to take Ryan to the training facility later. And he's like, I'm happy you're back as they get back to Ryan's room. And Ryan's got that kind of dead-eye, I'm hiding something stare. And he's like, yeah, me too. Captain Mustache leaves and goes back in his room and opens up his locker and takes his shirt off to look at his tattoo again.
I get it. Every time I get a new tattoo, I admire it for about a week.
Yeah.
Week or two.
And I've never had one put upon me, so I imagine that's probably a much different situation than hey, I can just look at this. Oh, look at that.
Woke up with a nightmare tattoo?
Yeah. No, not yet. I'd like to. I'd like to sleep through a tattoo. That'd be pretty good. I fell asleep.
There was that one time I got you deathly ill and you slept through the healing process. That's
that was
close.
Very nice. Yeah, I went to sleep and then 5 days later I woke up and my tattoo was healed and I hadn't eaten or drank or gone to the bathroom in 5 days. I guess, according to my parents, I did get up and I don't remember.
Right.
I was so out of it.
Moral of the story is don't get a tattoo if you feel like you probably have a fever coming on.
Yeah. Because
you will get very sick and then you'll get all your friends sick on the way home.
Yeah, and you will literally give 3 other people that same flu. I don't know how Gina avoided it.
I don't know. Because I was in the other room for almost the rest of the
time.
That's true. Because I went first or second.
Yeah, you went first
day.
and then died.
I just slept on a hardwood floor while everyone else got tattooed.
And then we drove home. And on the way home, I was like, I feel sick now.
Oops.
And then I died. So anyway, then Carter comes up to his door and the door's cracked open a little bit because Ryan's, used to living with demons and they don't close their doors or whatever.
I don't think they have doors. They just live kind of in a void.
It's an open concept.
Open concept void castle.
Probably some wrought iron.
Or just bones.
Bone iron.
Bone iron.
Rot bone. So Carter peeks through, sees him with his shirt off, and it comes off a little voyeur-y.
A little peepish.
A little peeping.
A little peeping.
A little bit those are some nice back muscles. And then he takes a couple steps back because Ryan starts putting his shirt on.
Yeah, because he looks in and he goes, whoa, sweet tat.
Look at that tat. Look at that sweet frat tat.
I can't believe Ryan's so cool.
He's a cool guy. Oh, no.
Got that spiky blonde hair and a sweet back tat.
He's such a cool guy. I thought I was the cool guy on the team. Well, no. I don't think Carter thinks he's the cool guy.
Joel thinks he's
Joel
the cool guy.
Absolutely thinks he's the
I
cool
think
guy.
even if he is kind of dumb, I think Chad might be the actual cool guy on the team.
I think so.
Or Kelsey. Kelsey's probably the cool guy on
Kelsey's
the team.
The cool guy on the team, for sure. So Carter takes like a step back, and then they do that thing where they open the door, like Ryan opens the door, and Carter's right there.
He has
and
to
they,
like make like he just got
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they like do a surprise to each other.
They're like, oh. Ryan's like, hey, what are you doing? And Carter's like, well, I don't know. I thought I'd bring you to the training facility like I was scheduled to do
like
right
now. Like your dad
now.
told you you were going to do a minute ago? Let's go. So they start walking away, and they get beeped. And he's like, well, sometimes the best training is on the job. And then they run to the ready room, whatever it's called, mission control.
Rescue ready room.
Rescue ready room. Oh, that's later. We totally jumped stuff.
Did we?
Not really. We just... He looks at his tattoo, and then we go to theme song, and then we come back, and then all that stuff happens. I thought that was before the theme song.
Okay.
So anyway, they go to the... We do see when they get there, we see like a cutaway to like the town, like somewhere in Mariner Bay, and there's just like parts of buildings falling on a crowd of people.
Meanwhile, in Townsville.
And there's just one construction worker, and he's in like a bright orange vest, and he has like a hat, like a hard hat on, and he's the only one there who's like... He's still panicking. But he's, like, panicking less because he's like, no, I'm going to be fine.
He has a hard hat on, after all.
But everyone else looks like... It's like one construction worker wandered into, like, a bunch of office workers getting lunch. He's just very out of place, and he's bright orange, so he's very noticeable. So then Captain Mustache is like, let's show him what six Rangers can do. And they're like, yeah. And this got me thinking. You made the five Power Rangers. And you made the sixth Power Ranger. Why not make 55 Power Rangers.
Just make 100 Power Rangers.
Just keep, figure out who's the
mail
best.
Mail a morpher to everyone in town. Well, not everyone, but like, you know, check the census and mail a morpher to all the good people in town.
I don't know if there's a slot, there's a checkbox on the census. Are you good? And you go,
well,
yes.
Well, there's like, are you a criminal box, right?
Yeah, I don't know if there's an are you a criminal box, but there might be.
How do you feel about robbing banks? Do you feel good about it or do you feel bad about
here's
it?
Here's the thing. I feel like I would be a pretty good Power Ranger, but I also feel pretty good about robbing banks.
Oh, see, I don't know.
So
That's a hard maybe.
Lupin Ranger. They're bank robbers.
No?
Just took them 20 years.
You're right.
Also, like, banks is fake. Like, you just steal that money. That's a victimless crime. Also, if there's any cops listening, this is not admissible in court. Any banks... get robbed in or around my vicinity, it wasn't me. I still have to pay my rent and my student loans.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to get into details because I don't want to be on any lists, but I did serve in a grand jury once, and I know the bank's tricks because one of the cases I had to determine
was a bank robbery. Oh, man. Is it very easy?
Yes.
All right, so podcast is over. We're going to go rob banks now.
Thank you guys for listening to 352 episodes.
But hey, we're going to be rich because we're going to rob a bunch of banks. And again, if there's any cops listening, podcasts are fake. This doesn't count.
It's a joke.
These are jokes.
You know how, like, the president is a joke? This is a joke, too.
Same with podcasts. Just, you know, I guess less weight put behind ours. Anyway, so... they leave to go to the scene of the crime. They show up unmorphed. They start, like, helping people get out from under rubble and, like, moving people around to, like, get them safe. The three Egyptian god cards are there. They all, like, square up to fight them, except Chad, who's, like, a little late because he was helping someone get a brick off of them or whatever. And so he does, like, a spin kick into a land.
He does his best Adam Park impression, and it's close, but it's not the original.
It's pretty close. It's pretty good, though.
And he also does, like, go, yeah! When he lands.
It's a little showy.
But look, he's got to get his stuff in somehow because he's not going to have a lot of screen time this episode.
I don't think he does later in the Zord fight. He has a couple lines. Other than that,
it's just him and another Power Ranger getting beat up in battle later.
Doing, you know, fight dialogue, which is, oh, get him. Oh, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Oh, my guts.
Very specific. So they morph. Then we cut to this big fight. And like I said, the fight, there's a lot of fights this episode, so like my notes are real sparse on it. The first one, they kind of pair off because now there's six of them, so they don't have to leave Joel to fight one by himself. Stay tuned. I don't remember what happens. I know Chad and Kelsey are fighting one of them, the Wrecking Ball, who just grabs Chad and throws him into a wall so hard he sparks. So, like, Chad gets beat up a lot. What happens next? Okay. A lot of other stuff happens. It's a good fight. The fights are very good this season. They're just not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, a fight's a fight. They do good actions, but...
We're not going to go over a beat by beat. So, at one point, Carter and Ryan are fighting the Knight guy who gets a name. His name is Demon Knight. This is the first time we've heard it.
And the other two still don't have one.
Still Hot Guy and Wrecking Ball.
I guess they don't get names until they have like a spotlight on them.
So Ryan jumps up on a pillar to shoot him with the blaster mode of his cool axe. And it's very cool. Like it like bends in the middle and then slides down into the front grip. It's very good. And then his Cobra activates and he falls off the pillar and lands on the ground.
Hard.
And
it's like a pile of rubble, which is like foam. And again, you can see it bounce, but he also thuds into it.
And like, even if it's foam, like it's still weird angles that are just going to like jab you in weird ways. It's going to be at least uncomfortable. So his Cobra's like, he's like writhing in pain from his Cobra. And then Carter comes up. Well, the Demonite comes up to like finish him off. And Carter shoots him, and that, like, scares Demon Knight away for a minute. He's like, all right, I'm sorry.
All right, you guys come have some dialogue.
I'm going to be over here. So he's like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. So they get him up. And then Carter sees the tattoo because it glows under his suit. So, like, pretty good indicator. He can tell it's a Cobra, like, later on, like... Or no, he saw it.
Saw it in the dressing room.
Never mind. Forgot he was doing a peeping Tom earlier.
Yeah.
Scoping out that bod, I guess. Looking at his cool tattoo. They kind of face off against each other. They kind of regroup. And there's the three of them versus six of the Power Rangers. And they throw down the mirror card. And it just pops up a Demonite, but with like a hat. A weird hat.
He has some solar panels.
Solar panels.
On the visor of his Knight helmet head. And so, I think that's all that's different. The blade part on his head might be a little bigger.
Maybe a different color. I don't know if it was.
But mostly
very
it's
different.
Just he's got some solar panels on his head.
How much do you think he bought them for?
$1 million.
$1 million. So is he solar powered then? If he has solar panels on?
I mean, he has to be, right? If you eclipse the Demonite clone.
Yeah.
Much like a Megazord.
Like or a calculator you get in a cereal box.
A calculator you just hold your thumb over and it slowly fades
it
to death.
It slowly dies.
Calculators are wild.
That impressed me for, I'm going to say, years probably, every time I got my hands on one.
If you show that to a kid now, they'll kick you in the shit.
They'll just pants you. Push you over and you'll try to catch yourself, put your pants around your ankles so you stumble. Faceplant. Bad time. Carter gets grabbed. I don't remember why he gets grabbed. Now they're doing a 6-on-4. So Joel is by himself.
He's for a minute, but then I think Kelsey slides in.
I feel like it's...
Either way, he gets beat up, and then someone attacks that monster. It's not like he was attacking the monster with somebody. He gets disposed of, and somebody else tries.
Comes in, and I think that might have been Carter, because Carter ends up being grabbed by somebody, and the Demonite's about to come kill him, and Carter just grabs his gun and like turns it up in its holster and hip fires, and I just love how shooty Carter is.
Yeah.
It's going to come back to bite him in this episode, but right now it's pretty cool. And then that makes the fake Demonite hurt because they are connected.
Yeah, he sparks out of the same part of his shoulder that regular Demonite does.
Yeah. So I think it's only blasters, though, because we'll see them getting like punched and kicked later and the other one is fine. Or maybe it only goes from...
It's only like...
One way?
Magic. It's only special damage. Their physical attack defense is very
high. Okay, sure. That makes a lot of sense. So they... They get their V-Lancers out. It doesn't really work, and they go to shoot them. Or no, then they run away. The three Egyptian god cards, and they leave Ryan to fight. Like the Rangers follow, and they leave Ryan to fight the fake Demonite, which is like a good like keep you in the American footage,
right?
Get you out of here.
So that makes me wonder if that fake Demonite is even from the Sentai, because I don't think we see Sentai footage of him.
I don't think so.
But were they going to make a whole Demonite, a whole second Demonite costume?
That's a good point. Because you would think they would just show him separately, but like put solar panels on one of them because, you know, he's not going to be around for the rest of this episode. Spoilers for the episode. the good guys win. But like they do, we see him in the same shot. So,
right.
I don't know. And we never really see the card do anything. I mean, it comes out of it, but I don't think that was American.
I don't know.
Footage, but I don't know what came out of it in the Sentai because it's like,
it's just great. Like, I love that they were like, let's make our own Power Ranger for this one. Like,
yeah.
But it's crazy the hoops they have to jump through. There's no Zord for him.
I was wondering if, like, later on, there's just, like, a silver Zord. They're like, there it is.
So they're just going to have to keep, like, he's fighting another monster by himself. Yeah. While the one that they just destroyed was grown, so the Power Rangers have to get the Megazord while the Titanium Ranger fights off something else.
Yeah, or for 20 more episodes, he can't morph because of his Cobra.
Also, maybe that.
I don't know. but then again, in 2 episodes, called the Cobra Strikes, so I guess it's going to take 2 episodes to climb up his neck. Or maybe it's something different. Who knows?
I mean, it looks like it's in the same spot this episode. Yeah, it like glows, and it kind of moves under his suit.
And it hurts him. Which didn't seem like part of the original deal.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, like, hurting him or if it was, like, draining his power, maybe.
That might be it. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't think they really know what it's doing either. Yeah.
So the Rangers follow the 3 different god cars. They get to, like, a dock, and they pull out their V-Lancers, and they do the blast, and they just, it gets knocked back at them. And I was like, guys, last time the same thing happened to you. And then Wrecking Ball even says, like, they don't ever learn.
Yep.
Like, well, I guess the Power Rangers are all stupid.
They're all stupid. What a bunch of chads.
just a bunch of chads. Then they're like, hey, you stupid idiots, we're going to kill you because we're the 3 Egyptian god cards. And Chad says, don't you know, Power Rangers will never get beaten. And I can't help but think that somewhere, even though she's good now, Divatox's ears perk up a little bit. Because she did straight up beat the Power Rangers.
She beat Power Rangers.
And a lot of people don't recognize that or respect that she is the only person to, like, straight up defeat the Power Rangers.
She won.
Like, Zed destroyed their Zords.
But they could still morph. They still had power.
And they, like, blew up their, like, their house at the end of the command center at the end of season 3, but, like, they immediately went and got power. They already had the Zeo crystals. Divatox, like, ruined their whole deal.
She forced regular-ass people to chase her into space because they were not Power Rangers
anymore.
That's
so good, and I think Divatox needs a special spot in the Power Rangers Hall of Fame for winning.
Yeah.
Like, the season ended with her having won. It's crazy. We cut back to Ryan getting beaten up a little bit, and we're jumping around between that, because then we cut back to them, like, running away from the 3 Egyptian god cards to, like, lead them into a trap, because Carter realizes that, like, by shooting the main one, the clone gets hurt. I don't think it works the other way around, because, like, Ryan's fighting the other one, and this one seems fine, so I think it's a one-way. Then we cut back to Ryan, who gets, like, kicked in the head and demorphs and rolls downstairs. So, pretty bad day he's having.
Not quite a hill, but it's the same idea.
I think what happened was, like, his like tattoo acted up, and then he was like, ugh, and then while he was distracted, he got, like, kicked real hard.
One swift blow to the noggin knocked him out of his suit.
So then they do, like, a trap where they run around the corner, and the 3 Egyptian god cards are like, we're gonna get you. And then they're like, wait a minute, there's only 4 of you. And then Carter jumps out from between a shipping crate and puts 2 guns.
Yeah, I think Wrecking Ball is like, where's Red? And just, like, he boots a bunch of barrels down and points 2 guns at Demon Knight's throat.
Like, right at his throat. And he's like, I'll kill you. And they're like, go ahead. Hawkeye, who I love. Hawkeye is my favorite one. He's like, idiot, you know that if you do that, it's going to blow up and kill you too. And number one, I didn't know that.
I did not think that once would happen.
I guess. I mean, it's the unilaser and, like, a sub-unilaser. Like, it's, like, half the unilaser and, like, the rest of it. Like, and I think they're just extrapolating it. Like, it shoots a big blast. If you're that close to the big blast, it's going to hit him and, you know, you're going to get caught in it. And then Carter, for the next 20, 25 minutes, just goes, I'll do it.
Don't push me.
I'll shoot you, I promise.
please, monster who we have to destroy, don't push me so far that I destroy you.
Don't make me kill you. And then Hawkeye
it's
comes
so strange that he's like, I don't want to kill you, monster, but I have to kill you.
It's it is very strange.
You do want to kill the monster.
Especially because he starts doing this before Hawkeye is like, you'll blow up too. And then afterwards he's like, no, this isn't the right way.
Yeah, it's like he hears Hawkeye say that and he's like, oh crap, I didn't think of that. You're right. I don't want to blow up.
Let me pretend that I don't want to shoot him for the wrong reasons. So he turns around and starts walking away.
Yeah, he's like, this is the wrong way. I'm going to go save Ryan.
And then Demonite is like, well, then I'll kill you, and runs at him with a sword, and Carter ducks it and puts the bolt guns to his chest and shoots, and there's literally the biggest explosion in the history of Power Rangers.
Yeah, because not only do Carter and Demonite blow up, we get a shot of the fire like engulfing Wrecking Ball and Hawkeye, but don't worry, they're fine.
They'll be pretty much fine.
And then the clone blows up in just as big of an explosion.
And then Ryan sees the explosion from Carter from like half a mile away. We get a shot of a warehouse somewhere because they're in between shipping crates. So I don't know where this warehouse is, but it's close enough to blow all the way up. It's bananas.
It's pretty crazy.
A lot of fireworks in this one. Then the mirror card shatters because fake one's dead. And also Carter's dead. And Dana's like, no, Carter can't be gone. Like, not like this. And normally I'd be like, well, no, of course he's not dead. It's
yeah,
Power
of
Rangers.
Course he's not. But I'm like excited to see him emerge from the smoke or whatever.
Yeah.
And then fucking Joel is like, don't worry, Dana. He's fine.
He's
look,
all right.
There he is.
And then he's like under two barrels. He's like, ha, and knocks the barrels off. And he's got like big old cuts in his suit that are like the circuits underneath.
Yeah, it's like it's not all the way through. Yeah. It's like the top layer of his suit is cut.
Which is weird because
it's very
spandex.
Strange because it makes him look like a robot in there.
A little bit. But also,
oh, that's what happened. They sent the Cyborg Rangers this time.
Didn't they kill them?
Yeah, no, they totally did.
Yeah. Also, I was like, maybe he's dead because Power Rangers can die now. I know he's not. I know
right.
He's probably not. But like, after last season,
but there's a precedent
that's on the table,
and there was a gun in this season, so who knows?
Who even knows?
And the guy with the gun, I think, said, "I'll kill you."
Yeah,
with his gun.
And then,
no, Dana said
he
Ryan
was killed
died.
In a car accident, yeah. And then we saw, and they made it look like a kid went off of a cliff in a car and blew up. Wild, absolutely wild. So then we cut back to, oh, this is also when I realized that Wrecking Ball has nipple piercings that have chains connected to him. Mm. He's got chains that go straight up to his nipples, everybody. That's what I took away from this episode.
Yep.
So
is that your best?
We'll see. And then we cut back to the two bad guys go back to the demon lair, and Diabolico's like, well, I'll make it better, and throws a trap card into the mouth and it shoots out into the chunks of Demonite.
Again, we get like a zoom in of the trap card and it has this weird, like, it's almost like a double cross sword like emblem on it.
And then when Demonite grows, he has two sword hands.
He had two sword hands before. Because Hitman, I thought just the clone did, but then when he charged Carter before Carter blew them up, I noticed he had two sword hands.
Because he definitely
has
like face now has swords on it.
Yeah, he's got like a sword demon face. And like the first few monsters that were grown with a trap card did not upgrade, right? They just got bigger.
No, it wasn't until I think the second volcano episode that okay. happened.
I'm curious where the cutoff in the Sentai is of like
when
they just get bigger to we make them bigger and badder.
I like the bigger and badder.
I do too.
I think it's a really good twist on the formula. It's not just, well, now they're tall, so you got to fight them in a
robot.
It's
probably whenever they get the super trained Megazord in the Sentai, it's
because
the monsters get stronger.
Because the monsters get stronger, yeah. Makes sense. So the other two watch the fight, and they say something like, oh, he's gonna lose, like, or like, he'll get him, and then one of them's like, maybe he won't, but oh well. The fight is a Zord fight. It's pretty good. I will say, it's got a real cool moment where Demonite cuts the Megazord's arm off.
Yeah. And apparently Joel was in the arm, or is like linked to the arm, because he goes, ah, and Carter's like, hang on, man.
And Carter jumps out, and he goes gets a super train Megazord all by himself.
Yeah, he's like, hang on, guy. You guys keep him busy. I have an idea. And he leaves, and they're all just like, okay.
They literally say, like, okay. Like, a lot of trust they have in Carter, and I appreciate that.
His idea is just get the better Megazord and kill him with that instead.
When he lands in the super train Megazord, Joel's like, good one. The other Zord that we have.
Well, yeah, no crap.
Yeah, like, yeah, duh, Joel, like... What else? Where else is he? He wasn't going to go to Bennigan's and get, like, some cool jeans to show off. He wasn't going to get him some Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, hey, Demonite, I got you a nice sub.
Got you a big hoagie.
Got you a footlong
down
here.
You want a grinder? Kid, I got you a big-ass grinder.
Demonite, I do want a grinder.
Do it? Yeah.
Well, here's the trick. It's got those hot radishes in it.
Got him. I wish more monsters were killed with hot radishes.
There's only been one so far, and it's kind of sad.
I feel like it should happen at least every season. but that's just me. They shoot the turbine at him, and then Chad calls the saber, which is his other line this episode that I know of. Besides, hi-ah!
I was a little surprised that he called it, because it shows it like powering up, like the saber starts to power up, and then it cuts to Chad. So I'm like, oh, it's going to cut to Dana.
Right.
Because she's my second in command.
Right.
But it went to Chad.
Yeah.
So good for him. Sucks for Dana, though, because she also was, like, demoted to Joel's partner earlier.
Yeah, that sucks.
So.
That really sucks for
hopefully
her.
Hopefully she could step back up.
I hope
up.
They switch it up, and it's like, no one, like, Kelsey and Chad are always teamed up, and then Joel is just on a rotation. Like, no one's like, all right, we don't want anyone to have to get stuck with Joel, so, like. Here's the chore chart of who has to team up with Joel when we fight monsters.
At least, it's really weird because the Titanium Ranger is all American.
Yep.
And he's Dana's brother.
You'd think they would
You'd
team
think
up.
They would team up because they don't have footage that they're trapped in. Like,
so,
but instead it's just, nope, the Red Ranger gets to team up with the Sixth Ranger.
I think at least in this episode, it's so he can see the tattoo. But
no, that could be it. But I don't know. I think that would have been better if Dana saw it.
I also think it would have been better if Dana saw it. But here we are. And then we could have gotten, because like this will kind of come to a head at the end of the episode. But like we could have gotten a couple more episodes out of it if it was like Dana, like, all right, I will help you figure this out, and like I'll keep it a secret from Dad. Like,
yeah,
that like siblings in it together would have been very cool. But
instead,
just Carter.
Carter did it.
Who I like? I love Carter.
I do like Carter a lot.
I think you might have a crush on Ryan. It's hard to tell.
Well, look, that's a good story to tell, too.
There's that, too.
They can double date with Kelsey and...
And Nancy.
And Nancy.
Yeah, that'd be cute. So then they beat the monster, and Ryan runs up, and he's like, yeah, you did it. And he's, like, regular, and he's, like, in his jacket, like, he's not morphed anymore. And he's like, ugh, and his
did
tattoo.
They superimpose a guy on that Sentai footage?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Okay, or was one of the Rangers just... No, because they don't have those big, goofy jackets in Go-Go 5, do they?
They have jackets, but not those jackets,
okay.
From what I have heard.
So they just, like, plugged a little...
They're just
they photoshopped
like,
a little Ryan down
little,
there.
Here's a little Ryan for you.
Could be anyone in a jacket. It's so small, you can't tell.
Yeah, it's just a blonde guy. There's, like, a million of them. It's too many blonde guys
When the Super Train Megazord comes out, I know we're backtracking a bit here, but it is almost twice the size of Demonite again, and I love that visual of, like, it across the city... staring down this tiny giant monster.
It cuts like to a wide shot and they're like two blocks apart and Super Train Megazord's like, don't talk to me or my son ever again.
And just like opens up its rocket fist and blasts it to death.
It's great. It's really great. So then we cut back to the lab then we cut back to the demons. This is very stupid. And Diabolical's like, I can't believe it. Power Rangers won again. This baby's gonna take my power, and I hate this baby so much. And then the other two are like, don't worry, Diabolico, we'll handle it. You didn't handle it when there were three of you, now there's less of you, what's the plan?
So they walk off, and Diabolico is like, I hope they handle it.
And that's, we'll see. And then we cut back to the lab, and Ryan's looking at his tat again, and like, dude, I get it's your new cool tat, but like...
Maybe he's trying to be like, did it move? I honestly can't tell.
I think it
almost
did.
Looked like it's on the other side.
I think it is. I think it's on the other side. It's the only thing that happened. It's in the same position, just on the other side. And then Carter sees him, and he like knocks on the door, And Carter doesn't see him. He's like, the door's actually shut this time. So he knocks on the door, and Ryan's like, come in. And then as he's putting his shirt back on, it's like the second time Carter has walked in on him zipping his shirt up. And it's like, one more time, and it's a pattern. Like, this is not two times a coincidence.
Skating on thin ice there, Carter.
I mean, wait till you're not working.
If you're into him, tell him. Don't creep.
Yeah, just don't creep on him. Just get shot down, or maybe he'll go somewhere.
Right.
Who knows? So then he's like, hey, I know about the tattoo.
I thought Ryan was going to be like, yeah, college is crazy.
I also thought that. And he's like, it's a going away present from. And I was like, college? And then he's like, Diabolico. And I was like, oh, right, because you were raised by demons, even though they were in a sarcophagus somewhere. Who knows the story on that? So things like, Carter, if I tell you something, you have to promise not to tell anyone, even my dad. You don't get to tell my dad. He's like, all right, I won't tell your dad. And he's like, every time I morph, it's going to crawl up my spine and kill me when it gets to my neck. And Carter's like, well, that's really bad.
We should tell your dad.
We should tell your dad. He's like, no, if you tell my dad, he won't let me power range anymore. Like, he'll ground me. And then, like, Captain Mustache is coming up, and he's like, you have to tell your dad. And it definitely plays like that. You need to tell your dad we're dating. Like, you can't, like.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, if your dad finds out, like, if you tell him, then, like, we can figure it out. We can, like.
Yeah, he says, like, either your dad's not going to let you be a ranger or the Cobra's not.
Yeah, like, it's not going to go well for you either way. So yeah. You should do the option where people will try to help you.
I mean, not morphing and still, like, being alive, I think, is better than ending up dead.
Better than dead, I would say, yeah. And then the captain opens the door and he's like, you're right. I would one of them will stop you, and it's going to be me, because now I know, because I was here. And
also, these doors are just paper thin, I guess.
Carter leaves. They are. They got to be super thin. But Carter's like, he's like, well, going to go.
This isn't my fight.
I'll let you guys talk. And then he basically is like, let me see your tattoo. And he's like, here it is. He's like, well, that's a stupid tattoo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, college was crazy, Dad. And you know, you should have been there.
He's like, I'm not going to show you my dumb shark tattoo. Like, I get it. I have a cool dragon on my upper bicep that you'll never see, Ryan. It's fine.
That's why I wear long sleeves.
Yep, all the time. And then he's like, you're grounded. He doesn't say that, but he basically grounds Ryan.
You're grounded from being a Power Ranger until we can remove that tattoo.
And what I like about this is he's like, until we can figure something out, like, no more morphing. And Ryan's like, but Dad. And he's like, no, but Dad me. Like, I mean it. Like, no morphing. And he's like, I lost you once. Can't do that again. And he walks away, zooming on Ryan. Episode ends.
Yeah.
So, Josh, what's the best?
I don't know. I started.
You started. I get to do the best. My best is, I'm going to say it's Captain Mustache at the end being like, well, we need to figure this out. Like, he's being a responsible adult, and he's not being like that overbearing, like, I said no more, like, you know.
Yeah, like, it's literally like, I want you to be a Power Ranger. It's the same thing with Dana. Like, yeah. I want you to be a Power Ranger. That's awesome.
You're also my kid.
I don't want you to die for this.
Yeah. And, like, just the way he says it, he's like, until we figure it out. So, like, there's going to be a plan going forward. Like, he's going to help.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
going to
go talk to Dr. Fairweather real quick.
We're going to get
have that thing removed by morning.
Going to get a demon laser. Going to get you. It's going to be 5 weeks and very painful, but. Yes,
I bet I know what happens.
I have no idea.
Do we want to guess?
You can guess.
Okay, my guess is that it's going to get to his neck, which is going to make it become a monster that they just kill.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because like in the like dream, it came out.
That's true.
To bite him. So if it comes out and Carter like grabs it and rips it off of him.
That would be good.
That would rule.
Also, that was like a decently animated snake.
It was a cartoon snake.
It was a cartoon snake, and it was pretty well animated for Power Rangers, who famously have $0 that they want to spend on anything extra. So, like, pretty good job.
It's not
Glenn Keane or anything, but it's like, it's all right.
I'll agree with you and best good dad captain.
Yeah. It's about time we had some good dads around here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been a dad in the series. Well, I mean, the first season had some. They had Parents Day a couple times.
Yeah.
And then Billy was a pretty good dad, but not on purpose. The worst I'm going to say is, oh, I don't know. Do you have a worst? I have one. I'm just trying to formulate it.
I'm trying to remember. Because Vipra didn't say anything this
episode. I don't even know if I saw her.
I think she was there when he was like, the baby will eat my power. And she was just like folding her arms and sneering at Bumblebutt.
Yeah. I think my worst is the at the end when the two remaining Egyptian god cards say, we'll take care of it, because they just lost their leader like a second ago.
Yeah, I got nothing. So I guess I'll also go with that.
I think it's just the worst part. And then the MVP is Carter?
Yeah, for thinking, oh, right, we have a better Megazord.
We got a huge one. Let's get that one.
I'll pass it off as my idea.
Even though it just should happen every time, but I thought of this. And also, like, he was willing to keep Ryan's secret, even though, like...
It would kill him?
It would kill him, but he was willing to keep it, but he's also like, you need to tell your dad. Like, you absolutely should.
I won't tell him, but you really need
to. You should. You super should. So yeah, I think Carter is the MVP this episode.
Yeah.
Now, we gotta rank this boy.
I feel like it's probably towards the bottom half.
So what was the last episode? Last episode was Ryan's Destiny, and that's number 9 of 13.
I don't know if this is better than Ryan's Destiny.
If it's worse...
What's the one below that?
A Matter of Trust. The Earl, Dana gets a secret mission she doesn't know about. Because, like, Captain Mustache just won't tell her that, like...
Right.
Hey, they're a distraction.
Yeah, you're on the real mission.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you that, or else the mission is jeopardized.
Hey, you know what else would have worked in that? Because they wanted her to, like, drive normal, not, like, raise suspicion by, like, not knowing. She just drive regular, right? Cab also would have done that.
Yeah.
Could have just called him a taxi. Is this better than that?
I don't know. I can't remember anything from that episode except for Dana being like, call him a cab, Dad, and doing a sweet bootleg 180.
She did do that. There's also the stuff where, like, the monster is making this fire halo and raining down.
They're just making it meteors, hot outside.
Made it hot and then it rained meteors down.
Setting it in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. It hasn't broken 100 on my walk home yet, and I know it's coming.
It's close.
It's only a matter of time. Yeah. I think it might be below that, but above Trial by Fire. Because Trial by Fire, he was obtuse for no reason.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So coming in at number 11, Curse of the Cobra. I think it was good. Like it was
still fine.
It was fine. Like it wasn't bad.
I think it dips a little bit below the okay line a couple times, but it's fine overall.
Yeah. All right, and that's gonna do it for us for today. Next episode is called Lightspeed of the Sun, and that will be on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Ready when you are. Oh, I come back. Ready when I am.